feel to get back out there today?
Hey, good, man. You know, someone once told me that looks can be deceiving, but until actions come in progress. So, you know, the progress is now, and out here practicing a little bit, felt good, and got a good workout in there with the strength guy and progress each day and be able to get back on the field full time.
How long do you realistically think it'll be before you're feeling totally full strength and full speed?
You know what, if you probably put like a John Elway jersey on and you drop back at quarterback and you ask me, can I go full speed and, you know, sack you right now, I probably can do that. But I think it's all upon, you know, the coaches and their discretion and when they want me back out there full time.
Are you on a program to get you ready for Carolina, or are you still hoping to play in the preseason?
You know, it's a program to get me ready for the regular season, and that's what I'm looking forward to and making sure I'm 100%.
How patient do you have to be with this process?
I think when you think about patience, it's about, you know, I didn't hardly get to work out with the team. I didn't hardly get to do OTAs and hardly training camp with the team. So I had to be patient and sort of listen to, you know, Greek and listen to, you know, the strength guys and the coaches and have my teammates motivate me. That took a lot of patience, but now, you know, the time has come and it's time to get back on the field.
Is this something that will cause some level of discomfort throughout the season?
No, actually I feel better than I did at the end of the last season. So I probably was playing probably 70% in Super Bowl. Still was trying to be a little bit effective. But now I feel like I'm 94% and I'm ready to get out there and play a little bit.
DeMarcus Vaughn told us when he was coming back the hardest part was the mental part and getting the mental edge back. Is that the same for you?
When you coaching the guys, majority of the time in the meetings, when you're going over all the drills, the tendencies, you know, the formations, it's all the things mentally is always there. But you have to get out there and do it and see the ball hiked by the quarterback, see the formation, see, you know, what everybody else is doing and getting that feel. And I got some of that out there today when I did some of the walkthrough and some of the drills. And that comes a progression time. Getting out there and doing it. I've been doing it for 12 years now. Just like you, if you've been writing that paper for a long time, eventually you'll figure it out. And so that's what I'm doing right now, just figuring it out slowly again. What'd you say?
I haven't figured it out yet.
Exactly.
But Peyton gone, does the onus of leadership fall more squarely on you? Does that change how you interact? I know you've always done that with the defense, but do you have more of a presence in the locker room? How has that changed for you with it?
It's been that way the whole time. Helping out the offensive guys, leading from that standpoint, helping out the defensive guys the same way. And the crazy thing is they look for me for that. And I'm one of those guys that like to teach them everything that I know and just be that guy for everybody and be that leader. And, you know, I take that on every all last year, and I take that on right now too.
Marcus, did you think in April when you guys were talking about, okay, what's the plan for the offseason, did you really think you would sit out until August?
I didn't think that, but, you know, God has a plan, and that was his plan, and I feel like his plan has my body probably better than I did at the end of the season. I mean, I feel great. And now I'm just ready to get back at it.
Is your mindset different now? You know that it's you got more career behind you than you do ahead of you. Does it change your attitude and makeup knowing that, you know, you don't have too many more years ahead?
I think a competitor is a competitor, and I sort of approach it each and every year like that. And, you know, someone asked me, you know, since you won the Super Bowl, you know, everybody's going to be, you know, after you. I said, nah, I said, you got to flip it a little bit of way around and say, you know, we've always been the chaser. And that's what type of team we are. We always feel like we're behind the curve. That's why we're always chasing the prey, trying to get and do better. That's what this team is about. It's about competition, trying to be the best. And that's how I live my career, and that's how this team is doing the same thing. And we're looking forward to what's to come this year.
What caused the injury? Is non-football injury from all those flights all around the world, or
it could have been. I mean, I was the pilot on one of those planes, and and it could have had a little bit of turbulence that caused it. But I think it's just wear and tear over the years. I've been playing for 12 years now, and sometimes your body takes a little bit longer for it to get healed, and just feel better from that.
You wrestle a big lion or something? A big lion?
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Is it different in there without Peyton and the uncertainty at quarterback?
It's different in there with Peyton. I mean, he's a legend. He was a big leader, the sheriff of the team, and that's how he played, and that's how he portrayed everybody on the team. But now everybody's picking up the pieces where it was left off. Me doing what I need to do, Sanchez, Paxton, everybody putting in what they can because that's what team is about. It's not just a one-man show. It's everybody putting in their eye to make a little bit of team.
Do you feel like you're getting leaned on a little bit more in that role?
I think so. I take on that challenge. Guys come, you know, to me for a lot of leadership, a lot of knowledge. Been playing for a while, and I just keep pushing it out there, hoping that it portrays on the field.
Was there ever a chance you would retire after a Super Bowl? And how much is the Hall of Fame, if at all, a motivating factor?
I really hadn't even thought about, you know, the Hall of Fame. I just always think about, can I be the best sack leader in the NFL that year? And everything else, you know, happened by itself. And how effective and consistent can I be in getting to the quarterback? And I'm taking that same approach this year. And like you said, I mean, I do have a lot of years playing in this league, but I feel like I have a lot of ball still left in me. And, you know, just looking forward to the season.
Do you have any goals? I know a couple of years ago you said you and Vaughn wanted to have more sacks than the entire team, and I think they'll accomplish that. You got guys saying this can be the best defense of all time. Do you have any goals that you've set or team goals?
I think how effective, I wouldn't say an individual goal, I say how effective this defense can be. Because they say we were one of the best defenses ever, you know, statistically. But how effective can we be with getting the turnovers a lot more, getting interceptions, you know, making those big plays? Those are the plays that, you know, win games. And so we're looking at that and saying how consistent can we be?
What can we expect from Vaughn in his second year in this defense? Now he's been paid, yeah. A lot of stuff kind of resolved. What are your expectations for
him? I've been watching Vaughn this whole offseason, and he's a different guy. I mean, yeah, he did all the Dancing with the Stars and all the other stuff and, you know, traveled around the world. But when he came back, he was a lot more focused. Got a lot of that out of his system. And now you can tell by, you know, the tenacity, how he brings it to the field and practice, the leadership, also how he's being an even bigger leader and vocal guy. Usually he doesn't talk that much on the field, but now he's actually being a lot more vocal out there. Now we're tag team. He's on the left and I'm on the right, and everything else is in the middle. And it just feels great to have a guy like that.
How you talked about 18. How different is it having three guys, even though Mark's a veteran in this league, he's a newcomer here to Denver, how odd is it to see those three guys battling in a position that was really so well established for so long here?
You know what? I sort of look at it this way. I mean, you had that top line, which was, you know, Peyton, you know, just, you know, doing what he needed to do and being consistent. And now you have that three-headed monster. You got three guys that can get that job done, and you're trying to see who's going to be that guy that's going to, you know, be that next guy. And those guys are fighting and competing, and that's what we want.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you.